Chimes.
Purrs.
And bells.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. And today is Saturday. Catterday, as we like to call it. And the moon's going to be in Cancer all day long. So what do we got going on? We got some family stuff going on, right? Family. Family issues. Family other things, too, with Mars square the moon. Some of these things can be encountering some difficulty, don't you think? The moon's also square that north node as well. So Mars and the north node are definitely conjunct. So that's where we're really going to be getting a kickstart onto our karmic thing, right? Karma. They say karma's a B word, right? Oh, boy. All right. So, hey, there may be some things that may have been undertaken by some people, family members or something, that just not going to pan out the way it was meant to be, right? hey, things happen. That's what's kind of going on today. All right, so wanted to mention yesterday's solar activity. We had a massive coronal mass ejection, a sunspot. They call it a G4. It also can be classified as an X-class flare, but to the fourth degree. The worst one we've had is a 5. And back in 2003, I think it took out power in Sweden. It took out some power in South Africa. Yesterday's flare, got some northern lights going on in places that don't have it because that's been radiation. And tell you the truth, it was very palpable. If you're sensitive to these kind of things, you can kind of feel it. You can get ringing in the ears. You can get tingling sensations. You feel the urge to need to ground. You can get headaches. You can get insomnia. All sorts of things can happen because, after all, we are energetic beings, and the electromagnetic energy, those impulses in our brains, those are all electromagnetic energy as well, right? So these things are affecting us. It affects animals, and you can see it. Just take a look and see if your animals are acting normally, and they may be just a little bit on the lethargic side, or just strange, or just not in their usual places, right? So what does this have to do with astrology? Well, it's part of the energy field, right? If astrology is the energy fields of planets and gravity and all sorts of things that we can't really visualize on a real scale, but somehow on this quantum scale, these bodies all affect various things that we do, then, or how we experience them, because we still have free will in all of this, but there's just tendencies. There's these patterns that we begin to fall into and begin to be demonstrated for us that we can take advantage of and we can go with it. That's what we call flow state. That's our flow. That's what we like to specialize and focus on. So our flow state for today is very much the focused moon. There's a focused moon. There's only one aspect, and that's where it's squaring off with Mars at 2:36 in the afternoon. Mars is in Aries, wants to do things, wants to start things, wants to get things going. Mother's Day weekend, you're going to be kind of frustrated with that because the focus really isn't on you, is it? It's on others, it's on your mother, it's on other mothers, as they like to say in the Smith song. Anyway, keeping it very short today, which is something that I rarely do, but it's Catterday and the moon's in Cancer all day long. Cancer is the moon's own house, and it is the house of emotions, family, and maternal feelings. Rather appropriate for Mother's Day weekend, don't you think? Celebrate early. Today's keyword is family. The color is a jonquil white. And the sun in Taurus shines on accomplishments, and this augurs great things in the coming days, weeks, and years. accentuated with flares, right? This new cycle of Jupiter and Uranus promises surprisingly good things that will be, and that will be the overtone for this 14-year cycle between Jupiter and Uranus. And just so you know, Jupiter and Neptune are sextile and just about making a yod configuration with Haumea. Now, that's a rebirth. That's really going hard at just reforming things. And the basis for it is the practical side of Jupiter expanding our Taurus things and that in that anaerobic degree, and the anaerobic degree of Pisces. And that is taking our creativity and just boosting that. So we have creativity being boosted by wanting to make the most of what we can creatively, because Taurus is also a creative sign and an artistic sign. This is very much a focus on where our art can take us. Maybe we are ready for a new surge of almost like solar power, right? Solar power, your art. There, I said it. Sounds good, right? But this weekend, not a good day, not a good weekend for it. We're really looking forward to a busy week next week. It's going to be fantastic as we start to head into Leo and Virgo, because Virgo is a very practical sign. Leo is a very showy sign, so we can both do it. Good things, they're all around us. Feel happy for others and let it be about mom or other people, whoever it has to be. In 1812, the waltz was introduced into English ballrooms. Some of our observers considered it disgusting and immoral. And in 1720, Baron Munchausen, the German adventurer, soldier, and storyteller. He is the subject of The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. He's born in Hanover, and he died in 1797. I guess it's a real guy, right? And that's what we have for you. Our color is jonquil white, and the key word is family. Today is a six. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything that you do for us. Happy astrocatting.